Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Even though it is the 5th of January, this is your girl, Monique Leray, and this is The Startup, and this is our first show in studio 2020. It's a new decade. I'm so excited to be here. It can be kind of challenging, you know, to get people in studio around this time. It is the holidays, but I thought it would be important just to come in and show face. What do you guys think about my sunglasses? I know if you're listening in, you cannot see them. I'm going to post a picture on the Instagram page. I took the train in today, and I met a young man. He's got a little kiosk, and you guys know how I love my sunglasses, and I think these are very Elton John-esque. So I'm kicking off the show with some fresh shades from my guy out at the Union Station kiosk. I'll find his name, and I'll post it on my Instagram. But yeah, so anyway, you know, there's entrepreneurship all around. Everywhere you go, there's opportunities to link up with startups and owners and people with ideas, and I love doing that. How was your holiday? Hopefully everybody's safe and happy and really clear on what they want for this year. I want to share with you guys, we have a couple callers today. So, you know, all is not lost. I'm not used to doing it on my own, although I'm sure I could just speak to you guys from the heart and we could get through the hour together. Because I'm fairly new and I'm honest about what it is, I like having guests. It helps target the subject matters, and we can learn a lot more when there's more in the room. But I want to just tell you guys that last year, when we first started this show, it kind of, you know, I got the inclination to do it. I didn't really know what I was doing. I still don't know. But the people here at LA Talk Radio are giving me a platform, and I just want to shout out everyone at LA Talk Radio. Ronan, he's a badass producer. He's in the other room making sure I don't cry and I do my job. Sam and his family giving me an opportunity here. I want to say thank you so much. I'm the wild card, and I know it, and I just appreciate them embracing me. Mark and Matthew, the Harris brothers, who are friends of mine, we do events together. Thank you for letting me come into your camp. I know you guys have been here longer than me, and I appreciate the professional courtesy to let me on board and play in your sandbox. So with all that said, I want to reflect a little until our caller calls in, and she'll be calling in from Texas, I believe. Her name is Deborah, and she owns a brand called Tokimi Health. And she and I kind of repackaged that brand, and we'll talk more about it when she calls. And you guys are going to love hearing this story. We found each other on Facebook in Messenger, which is like land of the filth, right? I mean, I get dick pics and friend requests and prayer lists and alien invites all in one Messenger. So it's a hot damn mess, but I somehow found my tribe. And you know, and that's kind of want to talk to you about a little bit about finding your tribe, your business tribe. One of my best friends, her name is Sheila. She works for LA in the fire department, and she has been my friend and in my camp, in my tribe for probably over a good 20 years. Let's put a pin in that thought because I have my girl Deborah calling. But Deborah, I want you to hold for 1 second so I can just finish it actually. So, because, you know, ADD, I don't really have it. No offense to anyone that really does, but I feel like I might get sidetracked. But Sheila, telling me, Monique, you have to build your tribe. I'm like, what does that mean? What do you mean exactly? She said, you've got to find people that are like-minded in what you're trying to do in your life. So if you put it out on the table and you are clear about what it is you're doing, like attracts like. And I love that she said that. And I love that I can apply that to my business plans and to attracting the right people. Speaking of one of the right people in my tribe, Deborah, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm really great, girlfriend. Thank you so much for being awesome. Able to call in.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, listen, you're welcome. I'm actually raising a toast to everyone for the new year. You guys know I'm a wino. There's no secret in that. I have some champagne here. So cheers, Deborah. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year. Happy 2020.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. you and I always get on the phone and it winds up being about an hour and a half, 2 hours before we get off. I don't have that with a lot of people. But I was just telling the audience about finding your tribe in business and how we found each other in Messenger on Facebook.
Right. You found me, and I'm so thankful that you reached out to me. And a lot of things have changed in a good direction since then. But, you know, I had been in corporate America for many, many years.
Yes.
I decided I wanted to step out of that and work hard for myself.
Great.
So I'm a new company, just only have been around for a year and a half. But I'm like the owner of Tokimi and Tokimi CBD Health.
I love that. And you guys, just for the record, Tokimi is a luxury brand that's a tangible luxury brand. But then Deborah actually branched it out because she has a passion for CBD and easing people's pain. And you and I kind of came up with a new logo because, you know, I liked your original logo when I first met you. Excuse me.
Yes, you helped me a lot in that area because I wasn't quite sure what to do because I wanted to actually be able to incorporate all of the different products that I am providing into one platform. So you helped me quite a bit with that, and my website's looking really good thanks to you.
Well, I love that, and it is, and I appreciate you saying that. I think what it is a beautiful understanding of, like, all right, these are all the many things I want to do, and I think I just kind of offered it about streamlining it, right? We wanted to get clear about what Tokimi was. So tell everybody how you came up with the name. Her logo is so badass, you guys. You have to check out Tokimi. It's spelled T-O-K-E-M-I, Tokimi, and then health. So that covers CBD, and that covers other products to come in the future, right, Deborah?
Yes. Well, what we have, Tokimi, basically is a fashion, luxury fashion e-commerce store, online store for him, her, home decor. And now I'm incorporating CBD health. So we have tailor-made suits, jewelry, watches, backpacks, pullovers, leather bags, shoes, pretty much anything and everything, you know, anyone would need and want.
Love that. Yes.
Yeah, and our home decor is really, really beautiful. I kind of shop around. I try to find things that are different, unusual, that you won't see every day in your malls. So I try to provide something different, unique, beautiful, and the CBD was just, you know, in addition to basically what we stand for, which is, you know, looking and feeling good. So
that inside out.
Try to cover.
Well, and that's and I love that you say that, you guys. So it translates really well, and it sounds like you just listed off a lot of stuff, but when you think about it, you have to wear clothes, you have to use luggage, and you want to feel good. So when you're traveling and you're looking good and you're feeling good, you're putting out a great vibe and your business is handled better and people receive you better, right?
Yes, I agree. I think that, you know, when you get up every day and you, you know, try to look your best, it alters your attitude. It kind of dictates your presence when you walk into a room. So we're all into style and fashion. We also have stylists that can, you know, help people. Some people don't necessarily like to shop, but, you know, when you go out there, you're supposed to look good, and that's going to actually, you know, it's going to give that vibe to when you walk in the room. People are going to know, you know, you're confident, you know, you're ready to take care of business. And so I kind of spread that into the home. Your home is your castle. So when you come home, you want to feel good, comfortable. And so CBD, now CBD is health, you know, which everyone wants to not just look good, you need to feel good. So we have CBD, you know, that helps with different types of ailments, and we have anti-age, we have pet supplies, we have
That's right, the doggy treats.
Cream.
The creams, but wait, pause for me for 1 minute if you could, Deb. The doggy treats, you guys, are amazing. Tell them a little bit about the doggy CBD gummies.
Well, yeah, you know, we have pet CBD gummies that, you know, there's good for, your cat, dog, some people. Even give them to their horses. I'm in Texas, so, you know, there's a lot of people that ride horses. And sure. So we have a lot of live testimonials on the site that will tell you how that they were able to revive their pets. Because, you know, pets are like family. So those especially that's ailing, that has, different ailments that, you know, they can't tell you how they feel. But, you know, we have products that will help them with their overall health. And it just makes them feel, give them that youthful feeling.
Great.
You know, so, make them feel young again. You know, if they were able to speak, that's what they would tell you. But they feel young.
Well, and it's right. Young again. That's right. I mean, if it's good for us, then they could probably try it. Unless, yeah. You know, there's something out there that says that it doesn't work, but it looks like it's pretty good so far.
It's working. It's working very well. And actually, you know, like I said, we have true testimonials on our website, and there, you know, people are saying that, you know, that, you know, it helps with their pets that are just sluggish, that have a little OCD, because some pets are hyper. I mean, they get stressed out. They get the same diseases that, you know, human beings get.
Well, they take on our energy,
so
too.
It's just add it to your daily regimen. Mm-hmm. People and, you know, and your pets, add it to your daily regimen, and you will see a difference in the way you feel from day to day.
Well, you know, it's true. And I've got, I don't know if I told you this, but it just happened. You know, Real Housewives of Orange County star Lynn Curtin, who's a friend of the show and a friend of mine, she tried your gummy, you know, and she's like, Monique, what was this Tokimi thing? I want more. Did I tell you that?
Awesome. I'm not sure. I mean, because I know that, you know, at your events, there's so many people.
Yes.
There, and I know you've had a lot of people come to you and comment about, because most of the businesses you have there, they have amazing products. So I know you have a lot going on. You got a lot of events.
Well, thank you, Deborah. You understand.
Give me a lot of great feedback. Oh, my gosh. If it wasn't for you, I mean, you kind of put my company on the map. I mean,
oh, my gosh.
Tokimi was kind of like the... an unknown.
Oh, come on.
And so now I'm getting more responses than I ever have on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Oh.
I mean, you really have helped me. You have helped me so much.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Deborah.
I could never repay you for, and you just kind of like sent me a little, on Facebook. I get this little... a little note on Messenger, and I'm like, who is this lady?
Well, I was just saying,
you know, it was like that was a defining moment.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you. You're gonna make me cry, but you guys can't see the tears. I got my sunglasses on, but that's super sweet.
Well, you know, it's true. It's very true.
Well, it's a pleasure to know you and to have the support of startups like yourself in my community and my network, and you make what we're trying to do possible. So it's a love on both ends. So
You're not getting rid of me. I'm going to be with you.
Perfect.
You know.
Love it.
And participate in, I mean, you got a lot going on. There's no way I could not be a part of it.
Well, I love that. And you guys, that's amazing to hear that, you know, we can, you know, help you out. I want people to know that, like, you were a hardcore corporate gal. And before we get into that, I have a caller coming in at 4:15, so in about 2 minutes. So, Deborah, are you available to stick around?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So in a moment when they call, I'm going to put you on hold, but you can hear the whole thing, and then we'll chime back in when I'm done. But we got a lawyer calling in, actually, a business lawyer.
Oh, my. Okay.
So get your pen and paper out.
I'll be here.
Yes, but I wanted you, just to finish up that last note, I wanted you to know that Lynn Curtin from Real Housewives of Orange County loved your CBD, as I aforementioned, and then she also wants more. So awesome. We got to get her some more so she can plug the hell out of that. But just so you guys know, it was a gummy. It was a topical gummy, and then it was a chewable gummy that she had.
Yes, we had the chewable gummies, and then we have the drops that go up under the tongue. And, you know, we have massage oil, which is really a big hit. A lot of the massage parlors are using those, physical therapists. So that's really a very good product as well. And our anti-aging creams are good. I mean, everything that we have is top of the line.
Okay, so now, can you just tell the people what you did, like, in your mind, right? Like, as an entrepreneur, like, you were running things in corporate. What did you do in your mind and in your everyday practice to go, I'm going to go away from my cushion, the thing I can rely on, and jump into this passion project of mine?
Yeah, I think that, I started paying attention to what was going on around me. And I just noticed that there were a lot of people that, you know, that have worked for years, just as I have, didn't really have the safety net that they should have.
Okay.
You know, so basically, I wanted to build some safety nets, but I've always wanted my own. I've always worked really hard for other people. I just wanted to put that energy into my own. And you know, I was just blessed, you know, with finding something I love.
Deborah, you know, I love that. We're going to put you on hold for 1 second. I've got
okay.
The lawyer calling in, all right? So you guys,
wonderful.
Deborah is not going anywhere. She is fantastic. We're going to continue to speak with her. But I have a special guest. He is a lawyer. His name is David Shoup from Shoup Legal. And we're just setting that call right back up here so we can dial him in. So he's out of Murrieta, California. He works in business legal, and I think we're going to get him patched in here now. So grab your pens and paper, because it'll be a really good educational moment. If you are thinking of starting a business, if you have one and you don't know how to get things going legally, like trademarks and LLCs and DBAs, he's your guy. He's out of Southern California, but he can work, I believe, via email and phone calls, and he's going to be amazing. So as we get him up, and while you guys have Deborah on the line, she'll be coming back. Why don't you guys look up Tukimi Health, all right? She's on Instagram. She's on Facebook. I think she's on Twitter and LinkedIn. But for sure, you can find her on Instagram and Facebook. While we're waiting for this call to patch in, I want you guys remind you guys to look into my my Instagram as well for some of the upcoming events that we have. And here we go. I think we've got him. Good afternoon, Mr. Shoup. I think maybe he's on his way. Okay, that's okay. We've got some things going on. But listen, while we're waiting on that, you guys, why don't you look at my Instagram? Again, it's Monique Lorae Stinson, okay? M-O-N-I-Q-U-E-L-O-R-E, Stinson like the beach, S-T-I-N-S-O-N. Once you find me there, you'll see the other things I'm working on, and then you can follow my other pages. But I think that you guys should check it out. We have a couple things coming up. February 7th, we have the Oscars Celebrity Suite Gifting Suite. It is going to be one of the many events in Hollywood. So, hi, let's see, is Mr. Shoup on? So we have about 100 celebrities that are coming to that gifting suite. Okay. So here's how that works. That's perfect. Thank you. So how that works is they are invited, you know, and they come in, they get free samples, and they actually will post photos and comments about your product. So they're lending their celebrity for your use, and so that you can see a little bit more into their network and they can give you exposure. So if you guys are looking for higher level exposure this year in marketing, it's a great way to go. We're also doing a tote bag. So we're giving them, they're walking away with these tote bags that have all the beautiful brands on it, so they can, you know, see what's going on. Deborah, are you still there? I'm looking for Deborah, but that's okay. We are going to keep moving forward because we're having, yeah. All right. So after we do that on the February 7th event, we have a February 15th event. It's called the Valentine Rewind. And my good friend and friend of the show, Lynn Curtin from The Real Housewives, will be there. And I think I've got a call here. So let's see. Mr. Shoup, good afternoon. All right. So you can get tickets for the 15th. It's going to be in Santa Monica. It's on Eventbrite. And it's going to be about 50 to 75 entrepreneurs. You know, it's a Valentine Rewind for the singles that are just focused on their business. Even couples can come too. But, you know, it's something for the single entrepreneur that didn't, you know, if they're not doing Valentine's, they can come and really focus on the business and the brand. So you guys join us, please. Santa Monica, 4 o'clock will be the VIP signing with Lynn Curtin. And then from 5 to 7, we'll be doing the mixer. We'll have wine from Michael Solberg Family Wines. We'll have appetizers, music. It's going to be a really good time. And like I said, Lynn will be signing autographs for that VIP hour from 4 to 5. All right. It looks like we've got some movement with our calls. What have you guys started this year? Have you started a plan? Are you guys ready to start something this year? Don't be afraid. I think that, you know, how I did it was I just took it gradually. I think that perhaps if you just write out a one sheet, you know, and start from there, that you can build from there. And you start talking to people. You start saying, are you guys interested in doing this? Are you, you know, what are your thoughts on this? And having people that you can trust and to ask questions is really, really helpful. So I think what we'll do, I'm going to try my friend at Tokimi once again until we get Mr. Shoup on. So why don't we try to dial her back, Deborah from Tokimi Health, and see what we can do. Okay, Deborah, are you on?
I'm here.
Hello, darling. We're having a little technical difficulties, but I'm glad you're here and you're still available to help us.
Absolutely.
Can you talk to the consumer that is afraid of CBD, does not know what it's about, is hesitant, has a really stiff job or a respectable corporate job and doesn't want to get drug tested in parentheses? How can you ease their fears about CBD?
Well, there are a lot of fears out there. But there is nothing to fear. There's been a lot of clinical trials. They have been done, and everything was tested years before anything ever hit the market. Our President Trump, he signed the Foreign Bill in December 2018, allowing farmers to grow it. And it's actually the oil from the marijuana leaf.
Okay.
It does not have the THC in it. It will not get you high. It has medicinal properties that are very, very helpful. And there are other testimonials out there where people, cancer patients, have taken it as help. We don't claim it cures anything, but it's a definite supplement. It's a good supplement to add to your daily intake.
So what does that, okay, that's really a great way to put it. Because, yeah, if you are apprehensive or you have a corporate job that's very, you know, conservative or, you know, isn't necessarily 420 friendly, you guys have to understand that this is a derivative of it. You can also try it topically and then see how that affects you. You know, I mean, do you have customers that do that?
I think that for one, you know, those that have serious medical concerns maybe should consult their doctor. It could really, really aid Maybe it could be an addition to something you're already taking. Say, for example, is really great with pain. So you should talk to your physician. And as far as like your job, I think there are certain jobs probably out there that you really need to go through HR or your management to make sure that it's okay to actually take the supplement. It doesn't get you high, but it does have a medicinal effect. And so, say for if you worked in a warehouse, for example, that could be the type of job that they want you to get permission.
Okay.
Or, make sure that your boss knows and have them, okay it.
So now
that's what I would suggest.
I love that piece of advice. Deborah, stand by. We're going to call you back and patch you in. We're going to grab the lawyer real quick. Okay. And we want you back in. Okay. So just stand by the phone and we'll patch you back. We're not done with Deborah, you guys. She's amazing. But right now we're trying to get Mr. Shoup on so we can get some legal information that's good. Mr. Shoup, Happy New Year.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Oh, we're doing really good over here. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for taking time out and calling in on LA Talk Radio, The Startup with Monique LeRae. You're really a great starting point to this year for a lot of people that are trying to build their business. Can you tell us a little bit about your firm and how you help entrepreneurs?
Absolutely. So one of the main focuses of our firm is really working with startup business owners and helping them protect themselves, helping them structure their businesses, write good contracts, can help them negotiate transactions and stuff like that, and really getting them going in the right direction. We also do business owner estate planning, succession planning, and stuff like that, really addressing the entire spectrum from the very life of the business to its end for the business owners here.
So, Mr. Shoup, how long have you been doing this, and how can people know when they need you or when they're ready for you? Well, we always need you. But how do they know, from when it's time to talk to a lawyer?
Absolutely. So I've been doing this myself for several years. My firm, Shoup Legal, has been going since about 2012, 2013. And the way that business owners are really going to know when they need a lawyer is when they open their doors.
Okay, yes.
It's really something to work on from the very beginning because you can think of it as kind of like setting a good, strong foundation.
Okay.
You want to make sure that you have a good business entity set up for yourself, especially if it's a business partner or you deal with something that has a lot of liability, doctors, for example, a lot of contractors have a little bit more liability. Someone who's working with high value equipment or on homes or something like that. That's really when you know. But also, here's another thing is you can also know based on how much revenue you're bringing in when it's time to transition to a stronger entity form. Okay. The general rule is once you are about $100,000 in revenue or you have about $25,000 to $35,000 in profit, that's when it's time to talk to a lawyer and get yourself set up and make sure that you're structured really well. Because there's a lot of tax consequences and benefits from getting yourself structured properly at that point.
You see, you know what? That's a really great point. So if you guys are right at that point of getting to the 100,000, so maybe you're at 50,000 or 75 last year and you're about to scale up, this would be the time to call you, right?
Absolutely. And that first conversation that you're going to have with your business attorney is that business entity selection. Okay, that is really, really crucial. That's absolutely the foundation for your business because it impacts a lot of things. But the main thing, and this is what keeps me up at night, and this is the main reason of why I do what I do, is really reducing that personal liability to the business owner as much as possible. Okay,
love that.
And it really depends on what kind of business entity form that you have chosen. Okay, there's a lot of them out there. There's a ton. Different kinds of partnerships. There's the sole proprietor that most people are familiar with. And then there's also the LLC and the corporation. These all are main entity forms, and they all have...
really good entity forms that he's speaking about. We'll get him back on the line, Mr. Shoup, giving us so much good knowledge for 2020. So you guys get your pen and paper and figure out where you are. If you are about to scale up to 100,000, I think that he's the guy to talk to. So he was touching on something really great about taxes, you know, and I think that that's important. So if you're about to hit to that $100,000 mark, he's got some ways to avoid. Hello. You know, hurting yourself or paying more money. So, Mr. Shoup. All right, Mr. Shoup. Sorry about that.
It's quite okay.
C corps. We were talking about C corps.
Yeah, going right down the alphabet. C corps, S corps. Professional corps, PLCs, there's a lot of acronyms out there for corporations, aren't there?
Okay. Well, I heard C corps are really great. Can you give us a really quick snapshot of what someone should have?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So most business owners, they're going to go ahead with their S corporations, especially your smaller businesses, okay?
Okay.
The S corporation, the reason why that's commonly done is because of the tax benefits for it. If you're going to bring in yourself as a C corp, you're going to be paying a double taxation, okay? And we want to try to avoid that as much as possible, unless you're bringing in investors. And that's the reason why most small businesses don't go with that route. They're going to go with the S corporation because of the tax benefit of doing so.
Got it. That's something that, like, if you have a bigger brand that you want to have board members and investors, that's something that you could potentially take public. Is that kind of in line with something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're going to transition to the C corp, and then what you're going to do is you're going to go public and start selling your stock publicly. But everyone starts out normally pretty small. Not everyone, but most people. And then that's why you're going to go with that S corporation to start off with. As soon as you hit that, start working yourself towards that revenue that I was talking about 100,000 gross revenue, that's when you're going to normally transition to the S corporation. But I really liked what you said earlier, and that you said, When you're going to be hitting that revenue goal in the next year, you want to pre-plan. And I could not agree more. That's huge.
That's wonderful. I think that's, you know, people are overwhelmed. I mean, you've got your own life and then you're bringing in business and you've got money. And I learned something this year, Council. And what I learned was the $800 just to have an LLC in California. I learned that the hard way. And that was scary.
That's right. That's part of the cost of doing business, unfortunately, here in California. California is going to get a little bit from you every year for putting your business entity together. And that's why it's really important to plan kind of together with your revenue so that you know when it's going to be beneficial or when is it just going to be costing you money.
What do you suggest for that entrepreneur that's like, all right, I've got a couple thousand coming back from the tax return. Maybe they got about $2,500 to $5,000. They have their business plan. They have their website. They have their logo. They have their marketing strategy. And they also have their LLC and or DBA in place. And they are doing like an online business with not a lot of overhead. When should they start calling, ringing your bell?
Well, I always like to meet with the business owners and just kind of see how things are going and what are things looking like. Because you know what? Every business is very unique.
Yes.
And you know, it's important just to kind of get, you know, just meet with each other and really see what's going on. But I'll tell you what, one thing I recommend to everyone is getting a good insurance policy. If you've got a couple of thousand dollars to spend, get yourself a good insurance policy because that is going to do wonders for you in protecting you.
I love that you bring it up, and I don't want to keep you, but let's end on this. The business insurance is very important. I recently obtained some in the last like year and a half for the wine caterers, and because it's wine, one. But I didn't really need it because, I really didn't need it because I was doing things at certain venues that had a certain amount of coverage. But, you know, you got to really play that smart. So when do you think they need it? Do you need business insurance right out the gate?
Well, it depends on what kind of business you have. For example, for my own profession as an attorney, you're going to get that insurance policy right out of the gate. If you're a doctor, if you're a dentist, if you're an orthopedist, something like that. And then contractors as well. Anytime you work on someone's house, before you crack that first nail into that wall, you're going to want to make sure you have insurance. before you can get started. But there's other kinds of businesses, you know, like you said, internet-based businesses. If you're, you know, designing websites and things like that, you have a lot less exposure. So maybe you put that for the first year, maybe you put that money towards something else to building up your business. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to want to get that general liability insurance policy pretty quick.
That's amazing. I'm so glad we started the year with you. I think putting our ducks in a row and getting things out there and speaking to a lawyer. So you guys, David, please tell us how we can reach you and where we can find you if we want to hire you.
Absolutely. So you can always find me online at www.shooplegal.com. And then you can also reach us by phone at 951-445-4114. I look forward to speaking with all the business owners. I know you've got a very large attendance, so that would be quite an honor for myself.
Well, thank you so much. It's our pleasure to have you. And you are the Startup with Monique LeRae on LA Talk Radio, approved. Thank you so much, Council.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Happy New Year. You guys, reach out to Mr. Shoop at Shoop Legal. That his number again, if you did not get it, is area code 951-445-4114. If you're starting a business, yes, LegalZoom is great, but it's also great to get on the horn with the actual real live lawyer, and they can custom package something for you and get that business insurance. You're going to always need insurance, no matter what. So, you know, even if you have to start off with just a liability, you know, whatever you have to start off with, small, look into that. He is definitely a resource, and we love him here. So thank you so much for that. I'm going to try to see if we can get Deborah back on the line from Tokimi Health and see if we can continue talking about that. So, Deborah, are you there? I don't know if she's there.
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Deborah, did you hear any of that from the lawyer?
I did. That was good information because, you know, he said a lot of things that I wasn't sure about. So I will probably be giving him a call.
Absolutely. Tell him you found him from here. So Deborah, what is the 2020 looking like for you? If you, when you get the blank canvas in your office and you've got the fresh calendar for the whole year, what do you see for your brand?
I'm looking forward to the growth, and actually, I have some ideas that I want to do, not exactly expand any more than I have. I'm so diversified as it is, you know, with the fashion, home decor, and then CBD, but I'm going to just kind of, put that all in one big neat package, and I'm going to become a wholesaler and distributor for some very new CBD products that a lot of people will be wanting very soon. So
I love that. You're actually perfect
for that. Yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful place. You're actually perfect for that newlywed couple. Like if they want to get their luggage for travel, their linens at the house, their outfits together, and their health together, your brand could kind of just be the whole umbrella for them.
Yeah, I'm just a one-stop shop. Tokimi.co. We got you covered.
We love that.
Yeah.
I love it. So tell us your top sellers in 2019. What could we look for on your website that were your top, your hottest items in each category?
Well, I think the pain creams were the top sellers, tough sellers. The pet products were definitely up there.
You cannot
and then we
lose
have
the pet.
The scented bath bombs that actually nail salons are loving because they're putting it in the water when they give the pedicure.
Okay.
You know, they're just putting a piece of it in the water as they soak the feet in it, and it actually helps with their massage, the muscles, and just relaxes the feet, and it just makes a big overall difference in that pedicure. So it's I would have to say those three, pain, pets,
travel, and home decor.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. all of that, that together.
So what advice or pointers would you give for that entrepreneur that's kind of scared to leave their corporate job? Because you just did it. And let's be clear, you guys, it's scary AF to leave your cushion of income. It's scary. It's so scary. Yeah. But you have to really scale it down and go, what do I need to live? And am I happy in this job? I mean, you experienced that. Can you tell us some pointers or some help for the person that's trying to do that?
Yeah, I gave it a lot of thought, a lot of serious thought.
Yeah.
I suggest transition out, you know, in as safe of a way as you possibly can. I mean, just because you start a business doesn't mean that you have to quit your day job. I mean, you can start part-time, work your way up to a level where you can quit that full-time job. But I would, you know, plan it, you know, map out your transition,
yeah,
you know, from where you are to where you want to be, and actually, you know, get a good picture, you know, of what that would look like. Don't just do it, but actually get an idea and a picture of what that transition would look like and how it will affect you, so you can better figure out how to do it.
That's
everyone's
a great
process
thing.
May be different. Yeah.
Map it out. And that's really great, because you know what? You're going to have to cut down on some things. Like maybe you're not going to be able to get your weave done or buy a new wig or get your nails done or go out to that beautiful Japanese dinner at Nobu right away. Like I've had to scale it back in the past and it got scary for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you get the grit.
You need to, if at all possible, try to you know, build a nest egg for it, so to speak. You know, my experience has been, you know, I think that what made me do it when I did, because, you know, so many people I knew where they worked, that they were either laying off or downsizing. And it got pretty scary for a lot of people because they didn't have any safety net.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have anything to catch them without that income. So for me, as many income streams as you can possibly have.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
The best thing to do. You don't have to quit your day job, but you need to find, I think, in my opinion, find an additional income stream. Because nothing is guaranteed.
Great,
you know,
sound wisdom piece of advice. And the seven income streams keeps coming up, Deborah. And I know you've seen that article. You've heard about the seven income streams. And when one's clogged up over here, you've got another one coming through, right? So then if you have seven, and what you want is the passive income, you know, like real estate and things and rents and things, which is one of my immediate goals. But then also they have... when you're asleep, you got income while you're somber income.
Absolutely.
While you're sleeping.
Absolutely. Yes. When you're awake and when you're asleep, you know, money, you know, should be coming in, you know, that's the ideal thing you want to do. Me personally, the way that I think, I pretty much, if I do something, you know, if I start one thing, I'm thinking about, okay, what can that one thing do?
Yes.
You know, I might have started fashion, but okay, but, you know, now I have tailor-made suits. You know, so what can that one thing do? What else can it do? So, you know, even with CBD, okay, so I may have pet supplies, but now I'm looking at, okay, there's other things out there that they have found to be very beneficial. So, you know, I'm going into the wholesale of it. So you have to look at what can that do? What else is that in there that, you know, fulfill a need? So, you know, so that's basically how I look at things, not really just trying to bounce all over the place. I ended up having he, she, home, and all of that, you know, but now health, you know, is like the four H's. But basically, I was looking at overall, what is it that people in general every day need
right
in their life?
Well, I love it.
So that's what I'm just trying to, you know, fulfill a need.
Well, you are, and the name is really catchy. You guys, if you did not catch it, this is Deborah Curry on the line for Tokimi and Tokimi Health CBD and other pet products.
Tokimi.co.
Tokimi.co.
You can find me at Tokimi.co. Just type in Tokimi.co in your browser, and you will see my store come up. Send me a message when you get there if you want to know more about our CBD products. And we do have some great specials and some new and exciting things that a lot of people probably don't even know or that they're making. So,
What do you have for Valentine's Day? That's coming up. What you got?
And I'm coming. I'm putting together some really nice gift baskets and things with the CBD and all those things, and it's going to be pretty exciting. So
Deborah really loves what she does there, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want someone that really loves what they do and that will take that, extra. The time that go the extra mile with you to put a custom gift of quality together. This young lady is the person to call, and she puts that old school touch on it, and she'll pick up the phone and actually answer your call. Imagine that. I'm guilty of it.
I will call and I will answer.
I'm a guilty texter.
Yes, call and I will answer.
I love that. So tell me real quick, because we only have a few more minutes, maybe two more minutes. How has it impacted you with your social life and relationships being an entrepreneur? Because I know that you mentioned some people have really fallen out with you, not because you weren't doing it right, but because they didn't believe in you. You don't have to name names, but you've said that being an entrepreneur, you've lost some people along the way. A lot of people can relate to that.
Well, yeah, you know, I had always heard that, you know, that people, once they got in business, it, you know, that there was like a difference in relationships. Now I know what they were talking about. The people that I know, friends and family, they, you know, they haven't quite taken, you know, what I'm doing seriously, I can tell. But at the same time, I have to say that, you know, CBD was one of those, it's one of those industries where, you know, the products that are coming out, people don't know what to make of it.
You
know,
new product.
And they don't know. Okay. And they, some people keep thinking it's marijuana. It's not marijuana.
It's not marijuana, everybody. It's not weed.
It's a supplement. It's a supplement that can actually give you a better care of life. And you know, so it's not dangerous. It can't hurt you. It can only help you. So it's legal, and it's okay to talk to your doctor and whatever. But yeah, I, you know, even now it's kind of hard for me to figure out what to, you know, make of it, because there's people that I thought, you know, they haven't quite acknowledged what I'm doing yet. They're not saying really much, you know,
watching and waiting.
I don't know what that is. So hopefully that will change.
You know, I can relate. I mean, a lot of times people that you think are rooting for you really are waiting for you to drop off of it. And it's a combination, I find, of like jealousy, which, by the way, starting something from scratch, there's nothing to be jealous of. It is rough.
Right.
It's scary.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work and a lot of sacrifice. And so, but anyway, it's for some reason they're jealous, or they are envious of, because they didn't do it and they didn't, you know, they gave up or whatever. But everybody's got their own lane, and there's enough to go around, and it can be kind of rough if you don't have that support. So we started the show off talking about find your camp. It was a really good piece of information from one of my best friends at the LA County Fire, Sheila. And I really appreciate her doing that. So, Deborah, you're part of my camp. And I know that you're finding your camp in 2020 to support you. Thank you so much for being on the show. I can't wait to see you next month. We're going to talk about that later and have you in studio when you're in town. You guys,
yes,
check out Tokimi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Check out Tokimi.co. Deborah is amazing. She's one of those people that you always want to talk to. And she'll always pick up your call if she's available and give you that that small town, you know, care, that one-on-one, and those type of people you want to hold on to in this day and age, right? You guys have an amazing week. Start something up. Call Shoup Legal. If you don't know, if you got a contract, a business thing, you don't know what it is, if you feel overwhelmed, if you don't know exactly what you're doing, get an expert to help you. His number again is 951-445-4114. He's located in Murrieta, California, but that doesn't mean he can't take your call and give you advice, and you can work with him, okay? He's got associates all over. Also, special shout out to, again, Deborah from Tokimi Health, and my sponsor, Michael Solberg Family Wines. Check michaelsolberg.com out. I'll talk to you guys next week. What will you start up today? This is Monique Larray from LA Talk Radio's The Startup.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk.